When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from A New Philosophy of Life by John Herman Randall, published in 1911. The Bible says that we were made in God's image. In other words, when God created man and woman, He imparted His very life to them, so that in them, and likewise in you, the divine characteristics are present. Speaking religiously, we say that God implanted a soul in them. But what is the soul but an emanation from God, an actual part of God Himself? God's life, to use a figure of speech, flows in our veins. Thus it is no longer poetry, but literal fact, to say that our lives are essentially the same as God's life, the only difference being one of degree. We all know the wonderful and fascinating story of the evolution of human beings upon the earth, but the deeper significance of that story is nothing less than this, that from the very moment humanity first awoke to being, we have been slowly unfolding in consciousness, and that many people have now reached a stage of spiritual development where they are conscious of the existence and immanence of God in their daily life. The great seers, the great poets, the great prophets in every age have simply been those more deeply conscious of their oneness with God, who have learned how to open their lives more fully to the incoming of the divine spirit than the average woman and man. But someone may ask, what then is the mission of Jesus Christ in the world, and what is his relation to humanity? The unique thing about Jesus Christ, as compared with all other characters who have appeared in history, was his profound consciousness of God. That was what constituted his divinity. As he went up and down through Judea and Galilee, mingling with people of all classes, he never seemed to lose sight of the fact that he was one with God. He said, "I have come to show you the Father. You that have seen me have seen the Father." As we study Jesus' life, his teachings, and his personality, that is the one thing that leaves its final impress upon our minds, that here was someone who possessed, as no other person in history, the God consciousness. The difference, therefore, between Jesus and every other person is not a difference in kind, but rather a difference in degree. There are not two kinds of divinity. The same God is in you and in me that was in Jesus Christ. Only in Jesus there was the fullness of consciousness of the divine life. While we are groping our way, and more or less imperfectly seeking to realize our oneness with God. Did you ever notice in your reading of the Gospels that Jesus never does anything for anyone, that he does not ask them to do for themselves? Jesus always identifies his life with the life of others, and other people's life with his own. He says, "As I am one with my Father, I pray that you also may be one." He called himself the light of the world, but he also said, "You are the light of the world." And again, in that most sublime prophecy ever made to faltering humanity, he said, "You therefore shall be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect." Could there be any higher demand? Could Jesus have asked anything more of us? Could he in any way show a greater confidence in our powers to realize the divine in ourselves than when he says that we shall be perfect, even as God is perfect? The trouble is that all down through the ages, we have set Jesus Christ over and apart from humanity, as if he were a sort of being different in kind from the rest of humanity, as if he were a magical creation, neither altogether human nor altogether divine, and therefore occupying a position somewhere midway between heaven and earth. But as I've said, a careful study of the Gospels reveals the fact that Jesus never does anything for others that he does not ask them to do for themselves. His great purpose was to bring us to the same plane of God consciousness that he occupied. Are you ready to accept that high calling?
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.